Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Again and again and again. This is the fourth or fifth time I preach this message. And it still dawned on me, it still built me up. And I preached this message about 5 years ago, 4 years ago in this church. But we did not record into the CD at that time. And I feel that this is one of the most important messages of the Christian walk that you need to listen. I want to encourage all of you to take advantage of the CD ministry in our church. We don't sell very expensive at all, very cheap. Not very cheap, I say the wrong word. Very economical, very good deal. Somebody corrected me on the email. Pastor, you should not use the word cheap. Honestly, you should use the word good deal. So, okay, I repent. Okay. It's a good deal. Other people, they sell their CD, $5 a CD. We just cover the cost. But at the same time, I have a vision. One thing that really hit my heart was November last year. November last year, I was in Houston. And I was standing, talking to Paul Osteen, the brother. He was a general surgeon who quit his job and become an administrator for Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, one of the biggest church in America right now. And this man was talking to me. We are both doctors. So he said that, you know, my brother Joe Osteen has a vision to preach the word of God to millions of people. And they have millions of dollars in their bank account. So he can be on the TV all the time because he has so much money. And at that time, I was thinking, wow, I like people to hear the word of God. From our church here, millions of people can hear the word of God. I'm not a TV type evangelist. I don't go into TV or radio. But hopefully one day. But, huh? But people can listen into internet. I heard that from January this year to now, 8,000 hits on our sermon on the internet. 8,000 hits. Okay? And not only that, God say like this, you can produce CD and send all over the world free of charge. Just send CD to them. And I want to encourage you, the CD ministry in our church is going to be spreading the word of God out to the whole world. Right now, we have our CD in Germany, in Japan, in many parts in Thailand, and eventually we're going to produce in Japanese. I will speak Japanese in the CD. God, give me mercy. Okay. And maybe I was thinking, I went to Latino group last Thursday, and I was thinking that we should produce in Latino to in Espanol. So we're going to produce many CD in many languages. Amen. And eventually we'll be in Mandarin too. So we're going to spread the word out all over the world. Amen. So I want to encourage you to take advantage of listening to all the CD, because the problem is this. I cannot bring the same message back to the church again and again. I preach one time and have to move on to the next subject. So the only way you can listen to the old message is to get the CD and listen. Amen. 2 days ago, I was sitting in front of the computer in the ICU at Evergreen Hospital. That I put my sermon on the floor, on the table. And a nurse sit there and look at my sermon and say, can I have that paper? I said, no. This is my sermon. How can I get it? You call the church office and order CD. So you can listen on the CD. You cannot get my paper. It's different. Because when you hear the preaching, there is impartation. There is the impartation of the Spirit. Reading the paper, just information. You need the spirit of a man to impart the things in the message into the life of people. Amen. So that's why get CD. Not only that, God spoke to me one thing yesterday. God said like this to me. My people will become like what they eat. If I preach the message of revival, you will be revival people. If I preach the message of faith, you will be faith people. If you preach the message of doubt, you will be doubtful people. If I preach the message of sickness, you will be sick all the time. So you will become what you hear and what you learn. Amen. So I need to stir myself up all the time in the word of God, because I want to become like Jesus. That's why I need to listen to the message myself. I need to hear the word of God because the word of God will quicken my spirit and move on to be what God wants me to be. Amen. So you need to quicken your spirit with the word of God all the time. Today, I would like to preach one of the most important messages. Going to be a long message. That's why I start early. And the message called ruling and reigning as kings. How many people want to rule and reign? How many people want to be defeated? No, you want to rule and reign, is that right? Amen. You know, one thing about life is this. I learned one thing about life is this, that you can sit physically, outwardly. You can sit on the chair. But inside your spirit, you can stand up by faith and fight the good fight of faith. You can lie down on the bed, but in your spirit, you are standing up and say, no way, I'm going to win. I'm going to have victory. I'm a king. I'm a priest. And I have victory in my life. I'm going to rule and reign. I'm not defeated. Demons are afraid of you and me. Problems must be afraid of you and me. Because we have Christ in our life. Amen. Don't be afraid of the devil. Don't be afraid of demons. Don't be afraid of circumstances in your life. Don't say, if you don't bother me, I will leave you alone. I will not sing song under my feet. He will say yes today, but when you turn around, he's going to bite you because he is a liar. Amen. The devil is a liar. Don't listen to the devil. My dear brother and sister, you are an overcomer. Demons and all the power of the enemy are under your feet. Everyone, pull your foot, because you cannot raise 2 feet. Pull your foot up. The devil is under your feet. Why? Because you are the body of Jesus Christ. And the Bible say that the enemy is under his feet. And we are the body of Christ, so he is under our feet. Amen. The sickness and diseases and the problems and the trials are under our feet. We don't walk by sight. I want to say again, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith in what God says in the Bible. This is eternal. The word of God is eternal. The word of God is unchangeable. And we hold on to what he say. We hold on to his promises. And we walk by faith in the word, in the character of God. We don't let circumstance control us. We're going to rule. We're going to overcome. We're going to reign. And we're going to have victory. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are people who know me and get mad at me because I preach this kind of message. They say that this guy is crazy. Talk about faith. Talk about victory. And we should be sick all the time. They say that we should be sick. We don't accept healing. We don't accept any miracle. My dear brother, sister, that is a lie of the enemy. We need to go what the Bible say. This word, the Bible, is the standard of everything we practice in Christian life. And we walk according to the Bible. Amen. Don't go by man's opinion. Don't even go by doctor's opinions. Go by what the word of God say. Amen. The word of God is what it say, it is it. Amen. But it's the issue of faith. That's why we want to preach about faith today. You are the citizens of heaven. The devil may rule the world, but you are not of the world. You are of the heaven. You are the citizen of heaven, and you have the power in the name of Jesus to overcome the enemy in the world, to rule and reign in life. You need to dress yourself up with the armor of God. Amen. With the truth, the belt of truth, with the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation. And then God wants you to rule and reign in life. My dear brother and sister, the reason God hasn't taken away the devil and demons and problem in the world. I don't say that in this world there is no problem. Actually, Jesus said in the book of John that there are troubles in this world. But we can overcome troubles by faith. Amen. I face troubles too every day. You face troubles. But we can overcome troubles by faith. When the doctor diagnosed my son as autistic, and the doctor told, the psychologist told me and my wife that my son will never read, will never be able to work, he needs to be on welfare, DSHS, for the rest of his life. I say, no way! I rule and reign in my home. I'm going to use the name of Jesus. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith for my son. Amen. I'm not going to accept this. My son going to be well. He's going to preach the gospel. He's going to be preaching more better than me. Amen. We don't accept that. Amen. We need to rule and reign. We know that we have victory in the name of Jesus. The devil, God allowed the devil to stay in the earth now to bother you, to attack you, so that you can exercise faith and so that you can learn how to walk in victory. How many people know that you are in the faith camp right now? Faith camp, F-A-I-T-H. You are in the school of faith. Once you get to heaven, it's done. You graduate. But while you're walking on earth in this physical body, you are walking, you are in the school of faith. You need to exercise faith. You need to learn how to overcome the enemy. God is training you how to walk by faith like Jesus. In Romans chapter 5 verse 17, for if by the one man offense, death reigned through the one. Death including everything. Broken relationship, physical death, cancer, sickness, disease, problems in your life, death reigned through the one. Much more, those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life. Everyone say, reign in life. I reign in my life through the one, Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. So the Bible says that he makes us kings. Let's turn to each other and say, you are the king. You reign. You rule in life. Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, and have made us kings and priests to our God. God left demons and problems for us to overcome and to practice on. You know, when I was at Harborview Hospital, patient come into the ER, and I was a resident doctor. They come in for me to practice on them how to open the skull. So that's why I don't want to go to medical school. I want to go to the private practice. I don't want anyone to practice on me. Amen. So they practice on you. The same thing, God left demon on the earth here for you to practice. How can you be called an overcomer if you don't have any problem to overcome? That's right. You need to have problem to overcome so that you can be called an overcomer. So when the problem comes, you laugh, ha, 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 ha. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. This problem to prove that I am an overcomer. I'm not a loser. I'm not a defeater. Amen. I'm an overcomer. Amen. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, the Bible says, for whatever is born of God, whoever is born, how many people believe in Jesus here? If you believe in Jesus, you are born of God. Overcomes the world. The world doesn't mean the physical world, but the problem in the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. You overcome the world by your faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Amen. Last night God gave me the idea that I will produce the reading CD in languages. This reading CD, I will read scripture about love, about faith, about victory, about prosperity, and about healing, and about supernatural miracle. I'll keep reading in that CD and give to people to listen in the car. They keep listening to the word of God. Because faith comes by hearing, and by hearing of the word of God. So get the CD of all the sermon in this church. Listen many times. You know, people in Bangkok, they listen to our CD 5 times until the CD is broken. They give free. The whole Rivers of Life Church give CD free of charge to everyone who come into the church. The word of God spread out. You are not going under, but you will conquer. Let's say at the same time, I'm not going under. I conquer. It's not that hard. Yes, some trials may be big for you. Some trials may be very strange and unusual to you. But I want to encourage you this from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation or trial has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Everyone say, God is faithful. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will, with the temptation, will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. My dear brother and sister, I want to encourage you this. Your problem is not special. Your problem is an everyday problem for other people too. Whatever you face, you may say, oh, I need a special anointed man to lay hand on me to face this special problem. No, no. Your problem is not special. Everyone is facing similar problem all over the world. And the Bible says God is faithful. He is able to help you to be able to stand up and bear it and overcome it. There is no, what I want to tell you right now as the children of God, there is no problem that come against you that you cannot whip. There is no problem that come against you that you cannot overcome. Because God who is on the inside of you is bigger than the problem. Don't focus on the problem, focus on God. Because if you focus on the problem, you look small. You will be like a grasshopper. Small, eaten by giants. But if you look at God, the problem is like a grasshopper. You can eat the grasshopper. Amen. Look at God and say, problem, I can whip it. I can overcome it. I can overtake it. No big deal. Amen. You will not be overwhelmed by the problem if you know your God. And know that God loved you and has the best plan for your life. Look at what the Bible says. This is just introduction, okay? I haven't gone into the sermon yet. This is just introduction. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. Now, thanks be to God who always... What does it mean always? All the time. Every time. Is that right? Always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. When you show up everywhere, people will smell the fragrance of victory, the fragrance of the goodness of God, because you overcome. God always gives you triumph. Triumph in victory, is right? Amen. So God wants you to be an overcomer. Always, 100% of the time, you can be overcomer. Yes, you may be knocked down sometime, but you don't need to stay down. You rise up again and keep running. You may be knocked down again 100 times. You're going to rise up 100 times. You are knocked down, but you never knock out. Christian will never be knocked out. We can just get knocked down, but we get up again and run the race. And we're going to have victory at the end. Amen. Hallelujah. Get up and don't let the enemy threaten you. Because you have the biggest name, the name that is above all name, and His name is Jesus. You can come against the problem in the name of Jesus. You have the blood of Jesus Christ, that you can plead the blood of Jesus Christ above on the protection of people. Do you know that I pray protection on over you every single day? 2 days ago, about 3 days ago, I was in the operating room. Somebody told me that a 16 years old kid, girl fell down, hit the back of her back, hit her back on the rock, and she broke her back and became paralyzed. Right away, I was thinking, God, I'm going to pray the prayer of protection on every single member, every single kid, every single baby in this church, that no such thing going to happen in our church. But the devil cannot touch you because I have the blood of Jesus Christ that can plead over you the hedge of protection. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, protect the member of this church from any calamity, any bad accident, any severe loss, but you will protect them in Jesus' mighty name. All the kids, all the young ones in this church will be protected in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm going to pray like that every day. Amen. We need to protect one another. Now let's go into the sermon. Amen. That is just introduction. Let's look at how we can rule and reign. I'm going to teach you how to rule and reign. Are you okay? Amen. It's not too long, huh? The sermon about a couple of hours. Mark chapter 11, verses 19 to 23. This is an amazing, powerful story that Jesus wants to teach us a lesson how to rule and reign in life. That's why I say today that you need to get this message. You need to listen again and again, and you can practice it. You're going to see victory in your life. In Mark chapter 11, verses 19 to 23, when evening came, they went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God." Everyone say faith.
Faith.
"Have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever say to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever." Everyone say whatever.
Whatever.
He says. Amen. This is a story that we're going to learn today, how to rule and reign in life, how to have victory in life. Jesus and his disciple walked out of Jerusalem and they saw the withered fig tree. What happened? Let's look back a little bit in verse 13 and 14. What happened before that? Before that, that morning, seeing the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. He means Jesus. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, everyone say, said. Okay. He said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciple heard him say it. That fig tree produced green leaf. That fig tree did not produce fruit, because it was not a season. But Jesus walked by and did not see fruit. Jesus did not kneel down and pray. Jesus did not call the Father in heaven. Jesus spoke to the tree, "You will not produce fruit again." And then what happened? Did he stand there and look for the sign, look for the evidence, look for the manifestation? No. Did it? Was there any earthquake? Was there any big wind? Was there any supernatural, spectacular thing happen? No. There was no shaking of the ground. He just walked by the tree and he didn't even look at it. He just said to it and walked by. A lot of people don't understand about walking by faith. They are looking for the manifestation. They are looking for the signs, the spectacular thing. If nothing happened right away, they say, "Oh, God doesn't do this thing for me." They look for the report. They look at the report of the doctor. They look at the report of the psychologist. And they say, "Oh, the report is bad." They look at the circumstances. They look for the sign. But the Bible says, walk by faith, not by sight. You cannot walk in faith if you just keep looking for the visible sign. You need to just believe that what God says has been done, is going to be done at his timing. Amen. You need to walk by faith. Jesus did not look for the earthquake. Jesus walked by, and what happened? When they came back the next morning, the tree was withered. It happened exactly in what he said. My dear brothers and sisters, our confidence is not based on doctor's report. Our confidence is not based on what we see. Our confidence must be based on what the Word of God says about us and about what Jesus has done for us. If you put your faith in the circumstances or in human being or in the promise of man, you will be disappointed. But if you put your faith in the Word of God, in the promises of God, and you stand firm in your faith, you're going to see miracle. You're going to walk supernaturally all the time. Amen. Even things might look even worse. Amen. You know, I really sympathize with Victor and Lorena. They love people so much. They spend time with people, teach people all the time. And I know that they love Jesus so much. They love this church so much. They love me. They really support me 100%. But sometimes circumstances in that group look worse. People left. People disappear. But I want to tell you, Victor, it doesn't matter what circumstance. You're going to have Espanol church. Big church. It doesn't matter. Because that's what the Bible, what Jesus promised. That he will build your church and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. We're going to have a powerful, awesome Espanol church, Latino church. Amen. Don't look at the circumstance, even it could look worse. Circumstances may even look worse to you. Look at the Bible. Now, if you need healing, look at the Bible. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 8 verse 17 that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet saying, he himself, meaning Jesus, took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Jesus, this is a past tense. You know, past tense. It happened already 2,000 years ago that he bore our sicknesses. Amen. I exercise this all the time. I'm going to go into detail in a minute here. That I believed in the word of God that God has already healed me and you. The believer, this is a promise of God. This is the inheritance of the believer. That healing belongs to you and me and your children. Psalm chapter 118 verses 16 to 17. The Lord's right hand is lifted up high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Every time I go up on the airplane, I say, I shall not die. The airplane will not crash. I will declare the work of the Lord. I'm not going to be afraid of death because I hang on to the word of God. Have you ever been in the airplane that it was shaken so hard? I was there many times. When in the airplane, sometimes the turbulence came and the plane like this, like in the horse, you know. And your mind start to think, am I going to survive today? But then at the same time, Psalm chapter 118 say, come, I will not die, but I will declare the work of the Lord. Amen. Faith rise up by the word of God. Amen. The answer is in this book. You get the answer already in this book. Even though you have not seen it, but it's done for you. You grab it by faith. Now, Jesus, according to that passage of scripture, Jesus showed us how to walk by faith. Again, I want to give you practical point here. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. There was no ground shaking. There was no earthquake. No lightning. Nothing happened. The disciple might have thought that this is weird. My master speak to the tree. Does he need a Prozac or something? Speak to the tree. He didn't speak to the man. He spoke to the tree. And nothing happened that they could see. He did not get into the root, dig up and see what happened to the root. He did not go and examine the tree. Do you know what he did? He walked by the tree. He passed by and he did not even look at it. And Peter, when they came back, Peter said, look at here, the tree was withered. Exactly what you say. Oh, they were so excited that Jesus' command happened exactly what he said. Now, did Jesus say like this? Did Jesus say like this? Let me ask you a question. Do you know, Peter? I'm a son of God. I have power. I can command things from happening because I'm God. Did he say that? No. In fact, I want to tell you a theology here. That Jesus, when he was born into the world, he was born as a normal human being. He stripped off. Everyone say stripped off. He laid aside his glory and power. Do you notice that in the first 30 years of his life, he never performed even one miracle? You notice that? When he was growing up from first day of his life to 30 years old, he did not perform even one miracle in his home with his dad, Joseph, and Mary. Because he stripped off his power and his anointing to come into the world and like a human like you and me. Look at Acts chapter 10 verse 38. how God the Father anointed, mean give power, Jesus of Nazareth, with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus, when he was growing up, he was not omnipotent. He was not full of power. If you are omnipotent and you are full of power, you don't need the anointing. Is that right? You don't need the Father to anoint you. But the reason we need the anointing from God, we need the presence of God, because we are human beings. We need the power from God. The same thing with Jesus. At 30 years old, when he went to the Jordan River, he received the Holy Spirit when he got out from the water and received the anointing. And since that day on, he began to perform signs and wonders and power and miracles. So, in other words, Jesus came into the world, even though he was God from the beginning, but he came into the world as a man. Walked at 31 years old, he was walking under the anointing with the power of God as a man with the anointing. To show you and me, listen carefully, Jesus show you and me how to walk as a man and as a woman with the anointing of God. Are you getting the message? Jesus did not walk on earth as God to show you how to walk like God. Jesus even said like this, the work that I do, you shall do also, and greater works than this you shall do, because I go to my Father. You cannot do God's work because you are not God, but you can do man's work. And Jesus said, I do my work as a man to show you that you can do the same thing and even greater than me. So let's say at the same time, Jesus, show me example. How to walk as a man and as a woman who is anointed by the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can notice that Jesus was speaking to the tree. God spoke and the world happened. God created the world by speaking. God is the King of all kings. He rule and reign by speaking. He did not have to put his hand to mold something. He just speak and it happened. The same principle. He created us in the image, in his image. So in order to rule and reign, one of the principle is this. You need to learn how to speak. You need to speak life and victory into your situation. You need to learn how to speak healing into your body. Again, I'm not saying that you rule and reign other people. You rule and reign in your own life. Okay? I want to make sure that you are not going around in the world and just start to speak to other people. You rule and reign in your own life, your own family, and your own church. In other words, in this church, I have authority to speak for you because you submit under my pastorship. But I cannot go to another church member to speak for them because they are not under me. I can exercise my kingship, my ruling and reigning authority over my body, my wife, my kids, and the member of my church. That's it. And people under me. The same thing with you. You can exercise your authority by speaking things into your life, your own kids, your own spouse, and your own family, and your own care group. That you cannot go out of your boundary, because only in your life. So you notice that when God created us in his image, and everything he did, he spoke. He spoke. Look at Joshua. Joshua, when he wanted to win the battle, what he did? He spoke to the sun, and the sun stopped moving for many hours. You see? Joshua did not kneel down and pray, Father in heaven, stop the sun for me. No. Joshua spoke to the sun. He spoke the word of faith. This is our example. Jesus, the same thing. He spoke to the tree. And thing happened by faith. He rule and reign. He calls and commands. And he decrees. The same thing with your life. You can call and command and decrease the promise of God to happen in your life. Look at what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2 verse 6. If Jesus spoke, you need to speak. 1 John chapter 2 verse 6, he who says he abides in him, he means Jesus, ought himself also to walk just as he walked. We need to walk just as Jesus walked. What did Jesus do? Jesus walked under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Jesus walked in obedience to the Father. Jesus walked according to the will of God. Jesus was serving the Father. And not only that, Jesus spoke to the situation. I'm going to go show you in detail later on. Amen. That Jesus actually, if you study about the ministry of Jesus carefully, rarely you see Jesus pray for the sick. Let me repeat one more time. Jesus never prayed for the sick. Have you ever seen pastor comments like this? Oh, Father in heaven, could you please heal this man? Oh, you love him, Father. Have you ever seen Jesus do that? No. Jesus say, heal. Done. Jesus spoke. He did not pray. There is a good things about prayer, but I'm not talking about prayer today. I'm talking about commanding. I'm talking about ruling and reigning in life. I'm talking about taking your authority. Can we walk like Jesus? Yes, we can walk like Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot walk like Jesus by your own self. That's why we love revival in this church. That's why we love to see the Holy Spirit touch people. Because the only way you can walk like Jesus is to have the empowering and the filling of the Holy Spirit inside you. You cannot do it by yourself. Amen. He rose again. Jesus rose again. And he said like this, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And he is giving that authority to his body. We are his body. We have authority. Let's say at the same time, I have power. We have power. We have authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall harm me. And then Jesus said in the book of Mark chapter 16, go into the world and preach the gospel. And when in my name, when you lay hand on the sick and when you command demon, the demon will come out. Amen. So God has already given you authority. Amen. Look at Matthew chapter 21 verses 20 to 21. Are you following me okay? Do you learn something today? Amen. Matthew 21 20 to 21. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? And Jesus answered and said to them, oh, I am the Son of the living God. I am full of power. You are just human being. You cannot do this. I'm the only guy can do this. Did he say that? No. Did he say like this? Let's analyze. Let's come with the scientists and have a microscope and analyze this fig tree, what happened to it. Did he say that? Analysis of what God tried to do. No, he didn't say, find a scientist and analyze the fig tree. What he say? Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you. What does it mean, assuredly? Assuredly means assurance. It means you can count on it. It means it's going to happen. It means no other way. This is it. Is that right? He said, actually, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. Did Jesus say, if you pray to the Father to move the mountain? No. Is that right? Did he say, pray to the Father to move the mountain? No. He said, if you say to the mountain. I remember 4 years ago, I went to Tokyo for the mission trip. And that weekend, we're going to have services, revival services. By Friday night, I arrived in Tokyo. Big snowstorm. The snow came on very hard to the point that the train could not even run. That, I don't remember what month, I think January. And I was very disturbed and discouraged because it meant that there would not be church service. And I flew already. I spent money to fly there. But then God reminded me of this sermon because I just preached this sermon. I was standing in the, I think, 12th floor of the hotel in Tokyo. And I look at the sky and I point finger to the sky. In the name of Jesus, you must stop. I will have church service. That's it. And I went to bed. I pray by faith. I spoke by faith. Next morning, I woke up. The sky was blue. The snow was melt. And I have all weekend services. The road was clear. And you know, the broadcast already say that going to be snow all weekend. But my God is bigger than the broadcast. Amen. Amen. I remember one time, I put my house on sale. A house in Wanita Drive. I put the house on sale, the stock market crashed. I could not sell my house for a long time. For many months, I had to pay 2 mortgages. And I got disturbed again. And one day, I was standing in my kitchen, watching Pastor Da cooking and talking to her. Suddenly, God spoke to me. Why are you so full of doubt? Exercise. Ruling and reigning. And then God spoke to me right away at that time that you're going to sell your house in 6 weeks at this amount of money. So when I heard the Spirit, I have faith. And I spoke out loud in the kitchen. You don't have to do that in the church. You can be anywhere. You can be in your car. You can be in your restroom, whatever. You can speak the faith. I say, in Jesus' mighty name, my house will be sold in 6 weeks at this amount of money. I said, and then I didn't do anything. I just leave it alone by faith. 6 weeks later, I sold my house with exactly that amount of money. Amen. Wow, I learned about faith now. I learned about speaking. Amen. So since then, every time I get sick, I say, in Jesus' name, get out of here. This sickness. Amen. Like I mentioned, when my Francine came, I have itching here. I look at it, getting worse and worse. I look at it and say, in Jesus' name, you must go out of here. Next day, it's gone. I did not look at the sign at that time, but I have faith that healing belongs to me. I stick with the word of God. Amen. Amen. Are you excited about this? Amen. That you can rule and reign in your life. Amen. What you need to do is to build faith. To build your faith by listening, by reading the Bible, by knowing the promise of God. If you have faith, and have no doubt, you will not only speak to the fig tree, but you can speak to the other problem in your life. You know, Jesus did not talk about himself. He talked about you and me. The Bible says, you say to the mountain. You, who is you? You and me. Christians. Christians can rule and reign. He did not talk about himself. He talked about you. Don't be surprised. You have the right to command and to speak. Things happen as long as what you speak is not say like this. God, in Jesus' mighty name, I'm going to rob that bank. No, I'm not talking about that. Oh, Jesus, in Jesus' name, I'm going to have another woman in my life. Second woman, two wife. No, I'm not talking about that. That is not ruling and reigning. That is sinning. I'm not talking about sinning. I'm talking about ruling and reigning in righteousness. Amen. Don't try to speak woman into your life and crush her and then dump her. No, that's what I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about living a righteous life. Amen. You can rule over and you can run over sickness and disease and darkness in life. You are over those things you are not under. You are the head, not the tail. But this is the key. You must have faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Do you have the same Holy Spirit like Jesus had? You have the same Holy Spirit like Joshua had? Do you have the same Holy Spirit like Paul had? Amen? Paul command and happen. Look at the book of Acts. The disciples did not pray. They command. Silver and gold, I have none. But rise up. Did they pray to the Father? Oh, Father in heaven, this man is sick. Could you please get him up? No. Rise up. They command. Is that right? They use authority. To make things happen. You can rule. You can reign. You know, the devil lied to the religious church. To the organized church. The devil lied to the church that, oh, that Jesus can curse the fig tree because he is God, but you are not God. You cannot do it. That's the lie of the devil. My dear brother and sister, I want to warn you one thing. Don't hang around with the 10 spies. If you hang around with 10 spies too much, you're going to be doubtful people. Hang around with Joshua and Caleb. Hang around with people of faith. Don't spend time too much with people who say negative things about the Bible, about pastor, about things. You know, you destroy yourself because the spirit of doubt going to jump on you and you're going to be doubtful people. You need to hang around with people who believe in the supernatural, believe in the miracle, believe in the signs and wonder, believe in the power of God. Amen. Amen. I really watch my life carefully. If somebody come to me and speak negative and speak doubt, I say, stop. I don't want to talk about this. You know, maybe you can talk to somebody else, but not me. And I don't want to hang around with these people anymore because I want to save my spirit. Amen. Don't hang around with the 10 spies. You see, 10 spies caused the whole generation of the Jews not entering the promised land. Only two guys into the promised land, Joshua and Caleb. Amen? Do you think that Jesus is exaggerating when he said that you can tell the mountain to be moved? I don't think so. I think he is serious about what he said. Jesus never lied. You can have faith to move the mountain. A mountain represents a big long-standing problem in your life. Maybe you have a problem, that long-standing big one that you cannot move with your own strength, with your own ability. But I want to tell you this. There's something mightier than a mountain. There's something mightier than the wave of the sea. There's something mightier than the elephant. And that is the power of God. That is the power of faith. Amen. Everyone say, power of faith. Do you have faith? Actually, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he say will be done, he will have whatever he says. You have two choices. You take the devil's side or Jesus' side. You take the devil's side, there's no way, it's impossible. God cannot heal. God cannot help my son. God cannot help my business. Oh, this condition look bad. Impossible. But I want to encourage you today to take Jesus' side. Jesus say like this, take his side, take his word. If you have faith and speak to this mountain, it will be removed into the sea. Believe him. Believe what he say. Amen. Instead of trying to analyze, maybe he speak only to Peter, but not me. Maybe when use the microscope and try to analyze the scripture, and try to use all the logical and intellectual ability, try to manipulate and massage this message. No, just get it as it say. If you say to the mountain, if you have faith, it will be removed into the sea. That's it. Amen. So many Christians try to massage the scripture and try to make it too complicated because they listen to the devil. What does it mean? It means you and I can rule in life. Again, I want to emphasize one more time. We don't rule other people's life. You rule your own life, your family, and your own church. You can rule over and reign over your finances. Amen. There's so many miracles of finances in our church. I remember that one Sunday we speak faith that the debt of people will be resolved. And one lady in the church grabbed a hold. When I say that on the pulpit, she said, yes, for me. She got her faith. And you know what happened? I don't know how many dollars. I think 20,000 or something. 10,000. I don't know how much. Suddenly, that amount of money disappeared from the computer system. And she called the company. She called the company. This is a true story. She's sitting there. She was smiling at me. She called the company and said, "By the way, you make mistake, I have debt to pay you." And the company representative on the phone said, "No, you don't have. The computer showed that it's gone." So her debt was canceled, supernaturally. Amen. But why another 50 people in the church don't get it? Maybe because they don't have faith. Maybe just they listen to me like just a ritual pray. Oh yeah, he pray like this every Sunday. So what? So what? No, grab it by faith. It's for me. Amen. You speak to the situation. You can rule and reign your finances. Amen. Your job situation. The sickness and disease that come against you. You speak to the problem in the name of Jesus and expect a miracle. You command that it will work. And it doesn't matter how loud the voice is. It's not about the audible voice you make. You don't need to say like a religious people, "In the name of Jesus." Yeah. Speak like religious people. You just say like this, "In Jesus' name, go away right now." You don't need to, "In the name of Jesus." Like this. You don't need to shout. It's not about the tone of voice. It's about faith. Is that right? It's about believing that what you say shall be done for you and it will be done for you. And even though you don't see it happen right away, that's okay. Just have faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. I show you example here that Jesus did not kneel down and pray. Jesus spoke all the time. Let me show you this scripture, Luke chapter 4, verses 32 to 38. "And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. Now in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus prayed to the Father, 'Father in heaven, could you please remove this demon from this man, please? I pray to you, I intercede for this man.'" Did he say like that? No. What the Bible say? Jesus rebuke. What does it mean, rebuke? Speak strongly. Him saying, "Be quiet." Another word in today's language is, "Shut your mouth and come out of him." And when the demon has thrown him in the midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. Then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word this is! For with authority and power he commanded." Everyone say commands. Amen. He spoke. You see, he did not pray to the Father. He did not argue and try to make a bargain with the demon. He said, "Go out in Jesus' mighty name." I remember in last February, I cast out demon in Thailand. In fact, God told me that I need to do a cleanup service in this church soon. Because some of us need a cleanup service to cast out some demon around here. Okay, I haven't done this for 6 months already. I need to do a cleanup service. Okay, maybe in a few weeks. Don't disappear that week. I'm going to do cleanup service, cast out demons. Okay, I went to Bangkok. One lady was worship idols and she was full of demon. And I tried to cast demon out a few times. But last time, God gave me the word of knowledge. God said like this. God asked me to talk to her. "You say like this with me. This house belongs to Jesus only. And she follow me. And you cannot be in here anymore." And she follow me. And then I lay hand and I say, "Out right now in Jesus' mighty name." Bam! She fell under the power. And she was totally delivered. After that, she was smiling, happy. She threw all the idols out of her houses. Everything, she was totally set free. Actually, the demon tried to hit me at the beginning. You know, when I lay hand, have you ever seen cast out demon? You come with me to Thailand sometime, you'll see. When I lay hand, they try to like this to me. I just stand and look. I didn't back off. I just Look at the eyes. Go out. You should not walk in fear. You need to have authority. You need to speak authority to get demon out. Amen. So Jesus spoke to the demon. Look, continue to look at this. And they report about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife, mother, Simon's mother-in-law, was sick with a high fever. And they make requests of him concerning her. And in verse 39, the Bible says, then he called a doctor. He get a thermometer and measure her temperature and pull out the Tylenol. And he then get the cold towel and wipe out her forehead and call 911 and kneel down and pray and call the church for prayer meeting to pray for her fever. Did he say like that? No, he did not call for church prayer meeting. He did not call doctor. What did he do? He stood over her and rebuked the fever. It left her, and immediately she arose and served him. Did Jesus pray? No, Jesus commanded. Jesus rebuked the fever. Amen. So if fever come to you, what do you do? Rebuke the fever. Amen. Use authority in the name of Jesus to command the fever to go away. Command sickness to go away. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus gave us authority to go into the world. In Mark chapter 16, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. How many people believe? How many people believe in Jesus? You think those signs can follow you? If you believe? Okay. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Jesus has given you authority to do the job. Jesus has given you authority to command and speak things happen in your life for the sake of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Speak debt to go away from your life. Speak that your house pay off soon. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Speak healing to your kids. You know, I speak to my kids all the time. In Jesus' mighty name, Joy, Tanida, and Paul, gonna love God and serve God. They will be better than me. And I see the progress already. Now Joy lead worship. Amen. Amen. Tanida want to run the care group now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I can see Paul is changing too. Yes. Little by little. I can see because I speak. I don't look at the circumstance. I speak the situation to my kids. Jesus spoke to the fever. Jesus spoke to the wind. Be quiet. Be calm. What make it work is not the loudness of voice, but faith that you expect to happen. Amen. Amen. So, if you want to have faith, what you do? You need to keep hearing the word. You need to listen to the CD, the sermon. Read the word out loud. Say it to yourself. You know, you walk around in your office, I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. You speak out loud and you hear yourself, I'm an overcomer. I'm not in debt. I am more than conqueror in Christ Jesus. You speak out loud. The one who is in me is greater than the one who is in the world. Amen. I have divine health. I'm overcomer. You keep speaking, you keep hearing, and you will have faith in it. Faith grows slowly. Faith grows gradually. You need to keep speaking. Can we kill tumor? Yes, we can kill tumor. Can we kill cancer? We can kill cancer. Can we kill fever? Yes, we can kill fever. You speak to it. Have you ever talked to fever? I did. I talk to my sore throat. When I have sore throat, I say, in Jesus' name, you must go away right now. That night is gone. I speak to it. Amen? Amen. You may think this guy is crazy. What he's talking about here. He is a doctor. He's a neurosurgeon. Why is he talking about all these things? It's in the Bible. I need to teach the Bible. Amen. I cannot go off from the Bible. And you practice it and you cannot see that it works. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you. Circumstances in your life are subject to change. Don't look at the circumstance right now, because if you walk by faith, it can change. Circumstances in your life are temporal. Everything can change. Amen. Don't be discouraged when you see negative thing happen to you, because it can change. That's why when the doctor told me about Paul Lahaprasit, I said, no way. I stand up in my spirit. This is going to change. Now he can read. He can write. He can calculate faster than me. Actually, his calculation is even better than me. He's getting better all the time. His teachers say he's getting better. Why? Because circumstances change. Are subject to change by faith. You can move the mountain. You can change the circumstance by faith. But the word of God will never change. Stick to the word of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me be clear to you. I'm not talking down on prayer. Okay? You should pray. Pray. Spend time with God. Reading the Bible. You know, you just fellowship with God. Let me tell you this. God never give you cancer. God never give you fever and sickness. God never give you hurricane. God never give you robber. Who give you all these things? The devil. The Bible says the enemy or the thief do not come except to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I have come, Jesus have come to give you life, but give it more abundantly. So the problem in your life do not come from God, come from the devil. Therefore, don't ask God to take them away. You command them to go away. Don't ask God to take away something that he did not give to you. You understand what I'm trying to talk? Okay, I want to teach you the principle here. When the devil throws something to you, you don't need to go around and ask God. You can rule and reign. You say, devil, get out of here. Sickness, get out of here. Fever, get out of here. I command you to go away right now. I command you debt to go away right now. I command unemployment to go away from me right now in Jesus' name. But when you ask God for the good things. God give every good gift from heaven. Bad things. Everyone say, heaven is good. Hell is bad. God is good. Satan is bad. Good health is good. Sickness is bad. Good things come from God. I ask God for good things. But I command bad things to go away from me. I rule and reign and I have authority. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. This is the principle of faith. In Luke chapter 10 verse 19, behold, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. My dear brother and sister, worry, oppression, fear are under your authority. Sadness, depression, inability to sleep, insomnia, sickness and disease come from the devil, and you have authority to throw it away from you. Amen. You ask God for good things, but you command bad things to go away. Amen. Amen. Do you learn something today? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many people believe now that you have authority? Yeah. But the key is this. You need to have a personal relationship with Christ. You know, remember the son of Sceva tried to cast out demon? And the demons say, Paul, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Because they don't know Jesus. So you need to have a personal relationship with Christ in order to exercise authority. Before we exercise authority together to speak to the situation, I want to invite you to have a personal relationship with Christ. If you never invite Jesus into your heart and repent of your sin, I want you to do it now. before we speak together. I, at the end of the service, I'm going to ask you to stand up and speak with me. Okay? To speak into your circumstance together with me. I exercise your authority. Amen? But now I want to invite those who never invite Christ into your life to do it. How many people want to do that? Say, I want Christ in my life. Raise your hand up. I want Christ to be in my life. Raise your hand. Raise high, high. Christ to be in my life. Don't be ashamed. I want Jesus in my life. Hallelujah. Anyone want Jesus in your life? Christian, you want Jesus in your life too? Raise your hand up. You say, I want to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Raise your hand up. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray together. Follow my prayer. Father in heaven, I am a sinner. I need your forgiveness. I was bound by sin and by the power and of the God of this world. His name is Satan. But today, I want to change the ownership. Satan doesn't own me anymore. I give my life to Jesus. I am owned by the God who created me. And his name is Jesus. He died on the cross to pay for my sin and give me victory over sins and sickness and bondages. Jesus, the Son of the living God, you are my Lord and my Savior. Come into my life right now. Fill my life with your presence. I give my life to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many people are going to practice what you learned today? Amen. You're going to command. Don't speak negative. The power of life and death is in your tongue. If you speak negative to yourself, to your family, you're going to get negative things. You open the door for the enemy to come in. But if you speak positive all the time, positive things are going to happen to you. Don't speak doubt. Don't speak failure. Don't speak sickness and disease. Don't say, I have this sickness and I have that sickness. I don't mean that you deny the truth, that the fact that you are sick, but don't entertain those sickness. You command it to go away. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't we speak together right now? Why don't we stand up? And after this, I'd like to pray for Akiko. Akiko is going back to Saitama, to Japan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have authority? How many people believe you have authority? How many people have authority to rule and reign? Amen. In the name of Jesus, I have a good family.
I have a good family.
My family is strong.
My family is
blessed.
My family is
protected.
My family is
blessed.
My marriage
is blessed.
My
occupation
is blessed.
I am a
success.
I go from success
to success.
I go from
victory to victory.
I call every
debt paid off.
I call
every bill paid
in full.
I call
every need met.
And
I have left over.
I claim
abundance
in
finances
out of the
world system.
I command
the devourer
to
take his hand
off
my family,
my
ministry,
and my
money,
and my
body.
I command
you, Satan,
to go
away from my
family,
from
my life.
I always
have everything
I need
in every area.
I am
bound
to every good
work. I am blessed. God has a good plan for my life. I am a victor. I am a conqueror. He always leads me in triumph. I am a blessing to people around me. I will finish my race. I will run the whole course and finish it with joy. I will do the will of God. I will see Him face to face that day and hear Him say, well done, for He helps me and He gets the glory. I command sickness and disease and generation curses to go away from my body, from my mind, from my kids, my spouse, my family. I call blessing to overtake me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now I would like to ask the single to speak with me right now. It's all married people, you cannot. You don't have a chance anymore. All single. In Jesus' name, I call a godly spouse to come into my life. Louder. Why are you so hesitant? You're so hesitant to say that. Okay, again. In Jesus' name, I call a godly man or a godly woman to come into my life. I will marry a godly person. My future family will glorify God. I will have a good marriage. I will live together with my spouse to the end of my life. I speak against divorce and failure in marriage. God, I believe that you can do it for me. I speak this to happen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's give the mighty hand of praise to God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have faith? Amen. Amen. We have victory. Amen. We rule and reign in Jesus' mighty name. You're going to get better. You're going to get better. You're not going downhill. Your life is going to get better next year, next month. Up higher and higher in your health, in your family, your kids, your relationship, your job, your finances. Going to get better all the time because our God is a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I believe it. I'm not just saying it for religious. I believe it. I believe that you're going to get better. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can be seated for 1 minute here. I'd like to pray for a couple people. I'd like to pray for Akiko. Akiko is going back to Japan. Can I pray for you? How about all the Japanese come out here? I pray for all of them. I'd like to pray for Japanese. And also, Nui too. Nui, you're going back to Japan too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much,